Now, on the line, I have Belinda Gascoigne, and she's from UCC down in Cork, and she's going to tell us about University College Cork offering free courses so that the workplaces across all sectors of Ireland's economy are ready to resume operations under the government's phased roadmap. Good morning, Belinda. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely delighted. And I was just saying to you before we got on air about your phone number. You're in West Kerry at the moment.
I am indeed, yeah. A small place called Camp, just about 10 miles out actually on the west western side on the Dingle Peninsula. Yeah, so work full-time for UCC, but can do that. Well, obviously completely remotely at the moment, as we all know, but commute just as required for my job with them.
So. Now, I understand, because we had to work remotely for a while, and we're gradually getting back into studio, but there's a whole load of new measures and stuff going on all the time. I haven't done so much cleaning and wiping in my life.
Absolutely.
We'll leave that out of it for the moment. Maybe you could explain to us a little bit about the course and how it's going to operate.
Okay, so I suppose one of the things was that myself and a couple of colleagues were talking. I myself am a senior program coordinator and lecturer with the Department of Adult Continuing Education in UCC, and across that department we offer a host of courses. One of those in particular are to do with health and safety at work. And so in conversations with my colleague James O'Hurley, who is delivering the content of the programme, we looked at what we could do to try and help and support our communities and society in navigating, I suppose, what's going to be a very challenging period in getting back to what I suppose is going to be really a new normal for everybody. And we decided to look at how we could do that and how we could support that. And so with the government's plan of this phased kind of a roadmap, we found that as a great opportunity, maybe that as a way of supporting. And if we were to deliver something kind of along with that, as each phase is trying to meet the challenges and figure out, and as you said, navigate through the reams of information and documentation that's out there now, that's there to help us, but it actually can be quite a daunting task for a business to decide what they need to do. Are they making sure they're abiding by all the regulations they need to abide by? And that's on top of the fact that they've been under a lockdown, had their businesses closed for such a period, and are dealing with that as well. And so that's kind of how they came about, really. And so how they are operating is that we are offering one seminar ahead of each phase. So actually we had our first one yesterday, and we had over 60 companies on live with us for 2 hours, presenting to them all the different types of guidelines, and then taking a lot of questions and answers, because I think that's the main thing that people have are actual questions. And kind of applicable things to their particular industry or their retail outlet or their business. Because yesterday's one was particularly to do with SMEs and retail. Actually, the next one we're going to run out is next week, on next Thursday. So applications are open for that for anyone that is interested. However, I would say that don't be put off by the fact that it says that it's pharma and for phase three sectors. If you belong to phase two and you missed out last week, please sign up for next week's. A lot of the information is going to be applicable to you. All the same guidelines applicable to all the businesses in terms of protocols around how they deal with social distancing in their business, how they control hygiene protocols and PPE, the kind of the work layout and how that will change, the documentation and procedures they'll need to follow, the role of a compliance officer. So all those things are applicable to every single business and every sector, and even community groups, anything really where there's where there is some part of what you do connects with other people or that you come in contact with other people. So really, you know, if there's anybody out there that did miss out last week, we'd welcome them to join us next week. And through the Q&A, if there is some specific things, we would be delighted to be able to support them with their questions.
Yeah, I always find that when there's change.
Yes.
And that's what there is. There's a fear. Everybody has a fear of change.
Yes.
And that causes you not to actually think straight, or to imagine things are bigger or worse or more difficult than they actually are. And it's when you have something like this, which actually breaks it down into little bite-sized pieces,
exactly,
as you might say, it makes it far, far easier.
Absolutely. And I suppose just to give you some of the feedback that we got from yesterday's were things like the use of words like that just demystified all of that for us. That was, you know, giving us that it gave them hope and that actually they could overcome the challenges by doing exactly that, breaking it down into each piece. And that's actually how we even delivered it yesterday. We do a piece and then we look at questions and answers straight away on that. Then we go on to the next piece. You know, and it kind of really helped to break everything down, as you say, and take it as a bite size rather than trying to, you know, take it all on board. It actually can become quite overwhelming when that happens.
And, you know, I was jesting with you there about us back into studio, and I've never done so much cleaning. I'm actually a butcher by trade. That's why when I started work, I was a butcher. And then I went into PR and different things, so not to go into that. But when I was training, when I was an apprentice butcher, the one thing I was told right from the very start is clean as you go.
Absolutely. Critical in food safety, to have hygiene, good hygiene practice. Yeah,
just clean as you go.
Yeah.
And literally, in the office here now, that's literally all you're doing. We were always told, never stand around when you're in a shop, you know, in a butcher shop. Never just stand around, you know, with your arms folded. Always have a cloth in your hand and be wiping something.
Yes. Absolutely. Very good practice to follow.
And
I think we're going to see that very much as part of this. You know, the courses that we're giving, you know, apply to both the employer and the employee, because this is much as a dilemma for the employee coming back into the workplace as it is the employer making sure that they're offering a safe space for their employees and their customers and everything. And so, you know, having, I suppose, just the confidence, if you know, having done something like our seminars, you know, kind of, I suppose, takes the fear away. And yeah, absolutely. There will be a lot of sanitising and, you know, but there's a lot of practical advice that can work around that. I mean, just to give you an example, yesterday when James was talking with, you know, about kind of office space, a lot of, you know, businesses now are going to have to bring in people that will deep clean and do specialised cleaning. And to make that as easy as possible, he said, if you imagine it just being like you're going on holidays with a suitcase, you put just what you need into your suitcase. And he said, you should have a little box, that, you know, just have what you need on your desk and have it so that you can just clear that into a little box or something and put it on the floor under your desk or something so that every surface can be cleaned. And practical things like that, like, you know, that you can just break it down and you know, work together, I suppose, because that's going to be key in this all succeeding when everyone gets back to work, that if everyone's working together, everyone's you know, abiding by all those protocols that need to be put in place to keep us safe, then, you know, it makes it easier and a safer place to be.
And it does make it safer and that, but it's a good practice, because I know when I was working in offices, I have to say it about myself, and people will tell you anyway, I'm a bit of a hoarder. I don't like to let anything go. And I'm the same with my computer. My computer is just full. I never delete anything.
Okay.
I put it away, or I put it somewhere, and it's always that, you know, you never know when I might be looking for that.
Yes.
And to be honest, I used to have a desk and there was paper everywhere.
Yes.
I'd have piles of paper neatly stacked in a pile, and it you know, it was things that I should have just, you know, put in the shredder and just got rid of, gone. But I always said, you know, you never know. I mean, somebody might come in and ask me a question, and it might be in 6 months or it might be a year. I could have stuff on my desk for 2 years.
And I think a lot of people are like that, myself included. I am very like that, in that I always have this thing in the back of my mind that I might need that again. Now, I suppose if it's kept as a file on the computer somewhere, at least it's not cluttering a space, I suppose, in these situations. In our past normal, maybe that wasn't such as big a problem. But, of course, now we're very, you know, conscious that every surface can be a danger. And I suppose the biggest problem with the whole of the issue with coronavirus is that we just can't see it. You know, we can't spray something on it and it illuminates or something like that, you know, and or that we know it's over there in that corner and not in this corner. And I suppose that's the biggest obstacle there is to all of this. You know, that we can be inadvertently carrying it around with us and spreading it. And so those hygiene practices and, you know, sanitation stations as, you know, as many places as possible. And even things like, you know, how you move through a building, how you open a door, and things like that. All of those things now we have to be so conscious of, whereas before we were completely subconsciously, you know, we'll open a door and do things. And I suppose that's going to be one of the biggest things that will change in the workplace in terms of how we behave in our workplace.
Belinda.
And we very much discussed that kind of change in how we approach going into work or going shopping or whatever the activity is. That, you know, everything we do going forward now is going to be much more conscious rather than being subconscious, I think.
Indeed. Belinda, we're quickly running out of time, but
no bother.
What I was going to ask you was, yes, if there's a business there setting up, you know, and we're hearing it all the time about social distancing and so forth, you know, 1 metre, 2 metre, you know. Eventually they'll tell us as it gets closer to businesses like hairdressers and so forth opening up, they'll refine that down and tell us exactly what that is. But if somebody wants to get in contact with you or maybe take the course, how do they do that?
Okay, so it's on our ACE website in UCC. I'm quite happy to send you that link, and if you can share that through your network, that would be great. They can contact me directly on belinda.gascoigne@ucc.ie, and I will gladly send them information and the link. You'll find that you'll come across it on our Twitter page for ACUCC and our Facebook page as well.
Would this be the right...
Where you'll find the link on all of those as well.
Yeah, would this be the right one? It's www.ucc.ie/EN/ACE/COVID-19/return-to-work/.
That is exactly it.
Yep.
And that's exactly what you'll find. And you'll see that there is different ones. And it gives you a little bit of information about the particular one. But as I said, to be fair, they actually apply to anybody. So if you've missed the first one and it would have been more your sector, don't hesitate to sign up for one of the other dates if you have time, because what we're covering in most of them, you know, is the same information, really, because the same protocols, the same guidance, the same documentation needs to be filled in by every business. And while, of course, there will be small differences between maybe work layouts and things like that, you know, there will still be learning in that for anybody that attends the course. And also we have the Q&A, as I said, and we're happy to answer questions from any sector in that Q&A. And that's live throughout the course as we deliver it during the 2 hours. Yeah. And then we follow that up afterwards with a little seminar booklet of information and links to information and things like that, so that they have a use, you know, they have something to use after the course is over, and that they can refer back to help them.
Excellent. And I will include that link in the podcast of the interview.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You enjoy, and I take it the weather down in West Kerry is beautiful today.
It is nice. It's actually a little bit duller than I thought compared to yesterday, because it was very hot here yesterday. But it looks like it's going to brighten up, and there's a lot of blue sky, so that's good. And it's a long weekend ahead of us now, so hopefully people will be able to get out and enjoy that safely, of course. You know, because being outdoors is important for our own health and well-being as anything else is. So,
just that you mention it, just with the lockdown and so forth, what's the impact of tourism, with the lack of tourism, on the economy down there in West Kerry?
Oh, absolutely, having a massive impact. Kerry would be known very much as a strong tourism county. We would have, many industries are tied, and businesses are connected into the tourism sector in some way. And so absolutely we are finding it quite catastrophic, really. And we're hoping that, once some of the restrictions start easing, that businesses will be able to try and, promote a lot now. And I'm seeing it actually coming through, that, around staycations and that. But it will take a long time for it to recover, many years possibly, in some instances, for people to recover out of this lockdown. You know, they really have no future for this summer at the moment, except for possibly easing around, maybe some staycation holidays. And the same for from the hospitality side, from the point of view of restaurants as well, which would be, very, very busy already at this time of the year. Dingle and Killarney, of course, being the two main big hotspots, I suppose, in Kenmare, within our county. But just like everywhere, really the whole country is taking a really, really hard hit on our tourism side of the business.
And I take it that the Kerry will have to be nice to the Dubs now, and we're probably not going to have a championship this year. And
no, it doesn't look like it. You're getting a reprieve from us this year.
The Dubs will still be able to lord it over.
Of course, we thankfully have a few numbers clocked up ahead of you still, so you have a bit of a way to go to catch us. So while that's there, I think they'll always. It'll remain a very strong competition.
Yeah, but you never did five in a row.
Oh, no! I'm going to be a good girl and not respond to that today.
Belinda, many thanks for talking to me.
Not at all. You're very welcome, and thank you for having me on and being able to let people know all about our courses and what we're doing, hopefully to help our business and society get back into the workplace.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
All the best, Belinda. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.